All We Dream, written by Pamela Cook and read by Annabel Tudor. A strange tingling rippled beneath her skin as she watched the woman in the wedding dress. Her vision blurred. She squeezed her eyes shut, then opened them again, focusing all her attention on the movements of the soon-to-be bride. The way her fingers traced the scalloped edge of the neckline, following the pattern on the lace. Small sprays of roses joined by delicate vines curling around one bunch and looping to the next. The silk lining swished deliciously beneath the ivory satin waistband as the woman turned one way and then the other in front of the full-length mirror. She reached up and unpinned her hair from its bun, letting it fall loosely across her shoulders. A faint smile skimmed her lips, then vanished. Her gaze flickered briefly to the floor, but then, squaring her shoulders, she lifted her chin and stared straight back.
Beautiful. So beautiful, Miranda.
The dressmaker clapped her hands and made a circling motion.
Let me see from the front.
She turned from her reflection and spun around as instructed.
So tall and slim, so lucky.
The dressmaker clapped, patting her own generously sized waistline. She was small and round with a thick accent and a pouty grin, like one of those Russian matryoshka dolls that fit snugly inside each other.
You like?
Yes, it's perfect. You could sound a little more convincing. Right on cue, that annoying voice in her head handing out unsolicited advice. Hilda cupped her chin in both hands.
You don't seem so sure.
No, I love it. Really, I do. She turned back to the mirror. The dress was everything she could have wanted. Not genuine antique lace, but close enough. Old-fashioned, with a repeated rose pattern. She glanced back at the mirror, saw the telltale vein popping above her temple. Probably just nerves, seeing herself for the first time in her bridal gown. She swallowed and forced a smile.
I think we need to take in a little bit here, yes?
The seamstress pinched a fold of material on either side of Miranda's hips. Yes, I think so. It doesn't make my bum look too big, though, does it?
Your bottom?
Hilda peered over the top of her rectangular glasses and frowned.
No, absolutely not. Gives you more shape. Now, stand still.
She nodded and held her breath. Hilda removed a pin from between her pursed lips.
Your mama not coming with you today?
A flush of heat flooded Miranda's cheeks. Despite her mother's promise to be there for the fitting, she hadn't shown. No, she couldn't make it. Just like she couldn't make the last two fittings, or the visits to the reception lounge, or the meeting with the priest. Such a shame. She'll be here next time.
Like hell she will.
Miranda shook her head, silencing the second opinion. There was probably a perfectly good reason for her mother's absence. Something must have happened to hold her up. She'd arrive any minute now. She might not have been completely reliable in the past, but surely she'd want to be part of the...